This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention. I'm very excited this morning to have with me the American star farmer, Clayton Carley.
Amy, I'm pretty sure I'm way more excited than you are right now, but definitely extremely honored and give all the credit to God for this awesome award that I've been able to receive.
Well, again, congratulations, and it has taken many years and a lot of hard work to get onto that stage today, let alone have the plaque and medal as well. How did you get to where you are?
Honestly, it would not be without the support of my parents, my grandparents, my brother, family and friends, and the strength that I've got in Christ, too. All that help and support has helped guide me, set my goals, and give me the strength that I needed, along with my very influential ag teachers as well. Mr. Jeff Clifton and Mr. Ron Lynch have helped guide me along the way and just helped me push me a little bit further with my projects.
Now, you mentioned your parents, Kent and Lisa Carley, and you're from rural Crescent City, Illinois, and you also did begin to describe your FFA chapter experience, but I understand you started in one chapter and dissolved and began in a new.
That's correct. I actually started off at the Crescent Iroquois FFA chapter back when I was a freshman in 2006. Started there, had a great time with it. I loved it. Really small school. There were only 54 of us in the entire high school. So, yeah, 12 kids in my graduating class. Three of them were girls. Two of them were twins. So, yeah, prom was a blast at my small school there. But having that great opportunity to get involved in almost every single FFA opportunity that I could. And then come my junior year, because our school was so small, we had to deactivate our high school. And I ended up going and graduating from Cisna Park High School and becoming a member of the Cisna Park FFA. And through that, I was able to even become even stronger and learn a lot more experiences, going to a new school and meeting new people, and just provided so many more opportunities for me.
And now, just to briefly touch on your record book, what projects did you engage in and how have they grown over the years?
Well, I first started off with about 3/10 of an acre of our front yard that I converted into sweet corn. Mom wasn't super excited when I ripped up our sod, but I was way more willing to do it. And we got into that, started planting sweet corn and sold it for my first summer. I also started with 23 acres of soybeans, 23 acres of corn, and then I also had about 26 acres of wheat production. And from there, it just continued to take off to where today I have currently about 7.2 acres of sweet corn, 269 acres of field corn, and 134 acres of soybeans. Due to the wheat prices that went down several years ago, I decreased in production of wheat, but was able to increase my production in corn and soybeans. And then I also started conducting research on my inputs for my field corn, conducted research on the effects of glyphosate and that it was having on as it chelates in field corn as well as the soil structure. Also did some research on different types of fungicides and their impact on my yield, along with several different traits, testing different insecticides being laid down on stack or genetically modified stack corn traits, seeing if the extra insecticide would increase yield or in some cases actually saw a decrease in yield.
You have truly embraced this year's convention theme of grow, and you've talked about how your books have grown and your projects, but how have you as an individual grown throughout this process, throughout your years in the organization?
Well, when I first came into my high school, you could probably describe me as a wallflower. I was the kid that sat in the corner of the classroom and didn't want to talk to anyone. And so ever so slowly, I worked my way into the ag room, got to know some students, and my ag teacher, Mr. Clifton, started working my personality out of me, took me to a conference called the Made for Excellence Conference, which is now the 212 Conference in FFA organization. And with that, I was able to develop my personality even more and become unafraid of who I was and started to become more and more active and do more and more things. And from there, just continued to grow, taking every single opportunity that I could, be it running it for chapter office or running for section or state, and now even running for national FFA office, I've been able to continually grow myself and fulfilling the optimal FFA mission statement of trying to develop that premier leadership, personal growth, and career success, because that's what FFA is all about. And from that, that's what it's made me.
Well, again, congratulations. You're a very passionate individual, and this is a great honor. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ms. Burke. It's always an honor.
That was Clayton Carley, your American star farmer at the 85th National FFA Convention.